took away his laughing jobs. His father came from the Caribbean in the early 20th century, and Lee was born in New York and grew up in the big city. He studied the violin and performed in the concert hall, but soon he began to notice how white were their orchestras. He ran away to a racetrack and learned to ride a horse. He quickly became a jockey, and one more than he lost. But the era of black jockeys was in the 19th century. Only white now allowed to ride in their Kentucky Derby. They called him Canada Lee, and he was Broadway's native son. He spoke out for human rights, so they took away his acting jobs. So Lee took up boxing, fought well in the ring. He won more than he lost, and was renamed Canada. They would not give him a title fight, for in the roaring 20s, welterweight champs could be only white. But boxing can be brutal, and the head he got hit one night with a blow that caused bad damage, and one eye he lost his sight. Retiring from the ring, he formed himself a band, yet gigs hard to find, so he hunted for a new job. They called him Canada Lee, and he was Broadway's native son. He spoke out for human rights, so they took away his acting jobs. He found the Federal Theater in an uptown Harlem church. They discovered that he could act if the role was realistic. In Stevedore and big white bars, in Native Son, his big hit, he earned fame and applause and much praise from the critics. For 8 years in the 40s, on stage radio, for equality. It's all been slurred as a comment for acting in body and soul. They canceled all his radio shows. They called him Canada Man, and he was Broadway's native son. He spoke out for human rights, so they took